Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. The Score!
But it's not Liv. I think that's the thing. I still hate Liv. Like, I hate Liv. Like, I hope it goes away, and I would fully expect that it does.
Tough day for Rory and his ilk.
How's it going to go away when they're the...
Okay. Well, it is going to go away. The golfers are going to come back.
Okay.
There isn't going to be a Liv Tour anymore.
Okay.
There's just golf.
Right.
That is now owned by the Saudis, and it will be whatever they want it to be.
Like if they want it to be the Liv Tour.
I don't think it's going to be.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be. But now there are government branches that are investigating this new, very unholy alliance, particularly because it's now a for-profit instead of a not-for-profit, and that is changing things and giving us some hope. Thank you to Mike Florio, Steve Stone, Trista Crick, and Russell Dorsey for joining us. Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka. Now it is time for the Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Well, why don't What's you at up? Home make your Trista Crick before we select ours? Got to do it every time.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Good night.
Come on, Dan. You don't think that everything was above board with this deal? Ha! What a cynic.
Sure seems like it.
What a cynic.
Yeah, but it's been fascinating that they have been discussing what it means for access to U.S. land and U.S. businesses, and there's some national security concerns that have been raised, and not just about the like securities and exchange sort of issues of how it's all going to be put together and how they're going to do business. I don't know what they're going to be looking at, but there's antitrust issues. So here's to them picking it over.
Good luck.
It's always been my favorite part of sports radio is the antitrust stuff. Either that or like Arlington Heights tax law is often stuff that
I heard you guys working through that yesterday. you know, Danny was trying to explain, where the Bears play is interesting, and the rest of it, not so much.
Right? I mean, is that an oversimplification, Lawrence? You can be honest.
It is.
I can take it.
It is only, this is all, you know, everything is all personal. So, like, to me, I am interested to see how a lot of this plays out, but I think that it still filters back into your larger point. Where do the Bears play is interesting. So to me, how they get to where they play is going to be interesting. And it's most likely still Arlington Heights. But seeing how the sport of municipal, state, and county politics goes is fascinating to me when it pertains to sports, and specifically when it pertains to the Bears. So I do find it interesting, but yes, you can get caught in a lot of minutiae, and I've heard a couple of lawyers that have been on the air that have called in and be like, yes, this is what I do, and I do tax at the county level, and this is how all of it's going to play out. And I go, oh, this is the part where Danny's like, no, thank you.
Well, you know what it is? And Danny and I talked about this a lot off the air, too. It's like, we're in the knowledge acquisition business, and it feels very important to me to acquire this knowledge so I'm ready in case. And then usually I get excited about knowledge that I acquire, and then I want to share it with people and talk about it. I think they should know too.
Sure.
But in this case, this particular knowledge about Fritz Keggy and the Cook County Assessor's Office is really boring to a lot of people.
But
it's still important.
It's doing clicks, though. If you actually look
because
at
it goes back to the fundamental question of where are the Bears going to play? It's like people at the end of it assume that, like, and they'll be like, and so Naperville.
They're going to be in Arlington Heights.
I know that.
Right.
Yeah. How about the South Works where U.S. Steelworks was? I mean, I'm interested in also seeing if the mayor's going to step up and, you know, have a few meetings and try to represent strong.
I think that it's important. I wrote it today for the Sun-Times. I think that it's really important for Brandon Johnson to help repair the relationship that the Bears and the city have.
Right, that's the opportunity.
But let them leave. Correct. Yeah. That is as far as he should go on this, because it would be antithetical to what he promised in his platform. And that's the other thing.
He's already going to have a difficult time delivering on some of this stuff. The reopening of the mental health centers and some of the promises for the union jobs and staffing these mental health centers, that's already running into roadblocks. But I'm with you. As an enthusiastic Brandon Johnson voter, I'd be immensely disappointed if he started groveling at the altar of the Bears.
But the other part of it and why it is interesting, Speaks, is if I maybe spent too much time before even this came up. Go look at some of the things that Fritz Keggy has said on the record about all of this. Like, he is also not here for the play-play.
Oh, no. He's trying to make his name by not being here for the play-play. Goes after big fish in every sense.
Yes, he is very...
Bears are just another big fish for Fritz.
Fritz is big on...
Fritz.
I mean, maybe a little bit, but I think that what I learned about him throughout the campaign process is, look, I'm not going to rubber stamp stuff just because. I'm not going to just allow big corporate money to guide my decision making when it comes to the money of the county of Cook. So it would be shocking if he backed down on some of this stuff too.
I have a job to do here, Danny. You're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, an Odyssey station.
Yeah, no, and Speaks, maybe that's actually where the fundamental like disagreement is, because I'm all about the knowledge acquisition, but I don't necessarily feel like all of it needs to be shared if it's not entertaining. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've spent over an hour recently in the last couple days reading everything I could possibly read about Chris Licht and CNN and that dumpster fire. Like, did anyone here
it
read
is
that?
Unbelievable. That Atlantic piece
is the best media story I maybe have ever read.
Wow.
It is.
Really?
Oh my God. Like, the guy made no good decisions.
It's like he tried to sabotage everything.
Like, he came in as a television wunderkind and made zero good decisions, from like his morning show to where he placed his office to like how he communicated with talent, like small, big, everything in between. But it's like, I don't know. Like, does that translate to here? I find it fascinating.
Sounds like he just had a bad run.
How about his level of just painful insecurity?
Yes.
Like, on a personal level, how this supposed leader of people was seemingly constantly terrified of everyone.
Yeah, and Lawrence, I hear your shock at that, and like it is a...
Because I know that you've read, like, I mean, this, you're a junkie, so I know that you've read a lot of incredible media stories. All right, I put that on the list of things to do this afternoon.
Well, think about it. The piece dropped, and 30 hours later, the president of CNN no longer has a job. Like, it was unbelievable, the staggering level of incompetence that was displayed by this guy, and now he's gone. When in the piece, he gets a vote of confidence.
Wow.
So it's fairly remarkable. But again, like, where are the Bears going to play?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay, so you're Arlington Heights?
So no,
it's going to be Arlington Heights? So you've acquired the knowledge, and now you're wondering, what you just shared it. I see what you did there. So that was sneaky.
I got a question, because I was listening yesterday on my drive home, and it felt like to me, you guys kept taking the same call from Naperville.
Oh, that was amazing.
Wasn't that amazing?
Where it was like,
that was
yes,
2 days ago,
we
right?
Want the 2 days ago. Yeah. Yes, I want the... And hey, Danny, you know where they could put it?
Yeah.
They could put it at the Top Golf.
Over and I'm like, the Carter, oh, okay. The Carter there over by the Top Golf. That's now become our thing. So anywhere the Bears Stadium goes, it needs to be near a Top Golf and a corridor.
How do you get to Soldier Field? It's by the Top Golf.
Over there by the Top
Golf. It's by the Top Golf in Mesa, Arizona.
By the corridor.
That'd be fine.
And wherever they put it, if there's not a Top Golf, they clearly need to build one.
Right.
There.
If it stays on the lakefront.
Top Golf is like that area where the 88 corridor is. Like, I could see something popping up right over there.
Naperville has a lot of open land on the northwest corridor of 88 and 59, like right there by the Top Golf and everything. So,
hell yeah.
Back to back calls, Dan. Back to back.
Can't beat
within
it, man.
4 minutes of each other.
So now here's what I'm thinking.
I want to say right there, there's also
a Top Golf, there's an
abandoned, like, kids party facility right that's right out
like
there,
like a bounce house place?
Yeah, I forgot one of those. I forgot what it was called, like Super Happy Fun Zone or something. And it's
Super Just Games.
And there hasn't been anything in it forever. That's also right out there by that Top Golf corridor thing.
There you go.
We've decided that then if they do stay at the lakefront, we just need to build a Top Golf.
Yeah, right there.
Like, forget more access points, forget parking, but just now they need to be neighbors with a Top Golf.
Build it in the south lots.
Less parking would be good for Soldier Field.
So,
mother, I'm playing Top Golf. I'm off my scooter. I'm swinging a golf stick.
Every picture, every progressive picture that the White Sox or Yankee media tweet.
Godzilla's there now.
From Yankee Stadium.
Did you see it?
Somebody is turning up the filter. I saw a tweet that says it looks like the filter they put in a movie when they go to a Latin American country like 25 years ago. Like, and 30 years ago in Panama. Boom. And it looks like slightly yellowed and faded. That's what New York looks like.
I was trying to explain to Dan without saying anything to him because like we had ESPN up on the TV and they are live at the seaport, and when you see the background of the seaport, it's apocalyptic.
Bananas. Yeah, you can't play baseball
they can't do
you
that.
Can't ask 30,000 people or
to sit in that.
What was the movie? Was it Destroy All Monsters, when it was all of them, when it was like the All-Star Game and it was like Godzilla and Mothra and Rodan and Ghidra and all of it?
Rodan is still on the disabled list. Year one of a deal for him. he's not going to be able to pitch.
It was actually
got that right.
No, it was Auguste Rodan.
Yeah, well,
actually in that movie they screwed it up.
You're such a thinker.
They called him Charles.
Destroy All Monsters, 1968, well, Japanese film.
Oh yeah.
When
you're a little kid and you see that, and I was like three years old.
Oh man, all of them are
together.
They're
all in it.
Well, that was the whole thing. Like the Justice League on Saturday mornings. Like, I was just so. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, I was just so like, how are they all there together? It's incredible. And it just made you so happy.
How do they all just get along? They put them on a flight.
And of course,
they fly them out there.
All the minority superheroes are minority.
Yep, here comes Apache Chief.
What does he do? Because he's native, he's connected to the land, and so he can grow real big. And wait, well, what's the black guy do? Well, he's Black Vulcan or Black Lightning because
he has a great sense of rhythm or something.
The Asian guy was samurai something.
Why is Black Vulcan dancing for us again? Well, that's just what we do around in the old Justice League.
And
that's
here comes around the corner, it's Banker Man.
Hello there!
It's Banker Man.
He's
got a dollar sign on a cape.
And he's controlling all of the media.
Oh my God.
I can lower your property tax. You know,
what a terrible superhero that guy is.
Absolutely.
Nobody exactly who the Bears need right now.
Hey, rest in peace to the Iron Sheik, as long as we're halfway there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
Jabroni.
Found a way to do stereotypes in an entertainment.
I see you sometimes in the field, touch and suplex you, and I put you in the camera clutch, and after that, I break your back.
Oh, was he talking about Kid Rock?
That was Jim Joyce. I was just whiteboarding that with Ray here. Oh, okay. Remember after the Armando Galarraga?
Yes, the umpire Jim Joyce.
Jim Joyce. Yes. You're a jabroni umpire. Yes.
You said Jim Joyce. I'm like, well, I only know the umpire. That's not
yeah, that's who the Iron Sheik was talking about.
You are jabroni umpire.
umpire. Okay.
Empire.
Jabroni umpire.
Oh, that's incredible.
I like a good tanny whiteboard. That's very, very useful for all sound effects.
Fantastic. Oh
my. And I'm sure he's just got like a mountain of Iron Sheik drops, too. So you guys can have fun today.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, we will.
We're going to try.
Remember how we talked about back in the day that not, you know, they were saying things that you can't really say now?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of the stuff that the Sheik would say on Twitter and stuff, you can't say.
Nope. Like old country style.
Yeah.
Yeah. That probably not the same.
That's why we should just hang around the stuff we know works and is safe, but it's just on the edge, like the adventures of Banker Man
and racist superheroes.
Although, Lawrence, have you watched the A&E documentary on Iron Sheik? It just came out like a couple months ago.
I've not seen it yet. I saw the one on Stone Cold and I saw the one on The Undertaker, but I haven't seen Iron Sheik. I will put that on my list.
That's an Indianapolis hat, correct?
Indianapolis Indians. They still call themselves that because I think they're using Indianapolis as a
well. That's the circle
cover.
Circle City,
it's
though,
the circle
right?
Circle City with all the interchanges.
That's
on
the
it, yes.
one that Jason got when we went to a game there because he didn't want the appropriative one, and that's where the team employee had the flex in the middle of the store.
Oh, really?
Because I said something like I said, "Can I get a hat?" I said, "Sure, you can get a hat." And he's like, "Looking at it, I don't want to wear this." He's like, I said, look, that this logo's cool.
Yeah, I like this logo.
And I said, this is probably what they're going to change it to soon, because obviously they can't stay
the
what
Indianapolis
they are.
Highway and interchanges.
No, but this they're the Circle City somethings. This guy like jumped over the counter and was standing there in front of me. Goes, we shall be the Indians as long as Indiana is called Indiana. I'm like, weird flex, but okay.
You didn't engage?
What am I gonna look? That guy wanted it. That guy, I mean, he just
he was
clearly like
searching
was
for it,
itching for somebody to challenge their cultural appropriation, and so he was going to cloak himself in the mantle of the name of the state.
Indianians would be another way if he wanted
whatever,
to.
Whatever, but I was like, all right, this is.
I don't know.
I thought he had found his match.
This guy couldn't. I mean, no, come on. I had a bunch of $2 Modelos, and I had no piece of that.
That's a nice ballpark. That's a nice little ballpark.
And we stayed in that JW Marriott, that big blue hotel, which is right there in the center field.
Ahoy, Paloy.
Shoot, it costs less than a Hampton Inn here.
Oh, I heard Danny. Well, Danny, you know, because he texted you during the show about the golf clubs that he found.
Yes, and congratulations, Dan.
Thank you. Winners all around.
And then today I heard this morning that, Lawrence, you delivered a golf club of sorts.
I did.
Or is it actually a
of
golf
sorts,
club?
It's like a $1,000 gift.
Really?
It's like a $600 club. It's a $200 range finder.
Danny, I'm right here. Gifts of that magnitude are accepted from partner to partner now.
What'd you hook him up with, Lawrence?
I got him the TaylorMade Fargiveness.
It's the Stealth 2.
Oh, I just bought that driver.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay. So I got Dan a whole set. Because I know, know some people.
Look.
Not a whole set. The club with a bunch of other little toys.
There's a set where there's the rangefinder and the boom box and... Mm-hmm.
The boombox.
Yep. Yeah, he's got a Bluetooth speaker, so when he goes to the range, you can play Yacht Rock.
That's fun. You gotta hold that on your shoulder and put love on one hand and hate on the other,
and put some extra mozzarella on that.
Because I only like Public Enemy.
Damn right, D.
Shout out Bill Nunn.
You asking a lot make a man change his beer on a day like this.
Bet not see her.
That's a fun movie.
Thank you. Daniel Narr is big fan of Do the Right Thing. Big, big fan. All right, boys, go away. We have a radio show.
Yeah, bye.
He's not going to give you gifts that way.
Mark, no.
Mark Grody with the Bears report at 3 o'clock. Cubs general manager Carter Hawkins at 3:40. John Morosi on playing in smog at 4:30, or smoke or wildfires or whatever's going on. And Tanny's Open kicks us off. But have a good day, boys. It's Parker to speak on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.